evening, this is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service, Matt. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Equilink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
N2PFM, George, how you doing this evening? What's new in your world?
Well, one good thing is the saga of that white thing hasn't gone any further since. It's been doing all right, thank God, and hope it stays that way for a few months anyway. Get through the winter and all before something else, let's face it. Well, undercoated though, with that truck bedliner, it's the only thing that seems to, other people have said too, the only thing that seems to really hold up against the salt on that, so that's done. And of course with the body work, we did this summer and fall, it looks like a fairly presentable vehicle anyway, thank God. Anyway, we've got a temperature of 45 degrees here on the mountainside, at a temperature range today of 42 to 50, which would be more like mid-March or so for New York City. So that's about the size of it. Nothing too much else going on. I'll go see Mama tomorrow. And with that, we'll say God bless at 73, then 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I hope your mom's doing well and she has a good Christmas. Everything goes well with her. That, it never occurred to me. You were talking about the undercoating with that bedliner stuff. That really is phenomenal and stands up good to weather. I usually get under my truck and scrape and wire brush and whatever and get everything cleaned off. Repaint everything, prime it and repaint it and whatever. Seems like it's a never-ending process. Maybe the next time I do that, fall or next year, I'll probably entertain the idea of putting that bed liner on it. I know that stuff seems to hold up well in the bed, so it's got to do equally well on everything else. So, yeah, that's a thought and a darn good idea. Okay, George. You have a good evening. Stay warm. Wish your mom well. 73. This is N5AOW looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you? I hope your week has gone well and things are going good for you.
WI, Well, not too bad. Been warm, so that's nice. I got out yesterday. I should have just left the dentist and come straight home and done nothing. Could have got out well. It was really nice, but I made a couple of stops and whatever. And by the time I got out, it was already kind of getting a little hazy instead of being out at maybe 12:30. That was an hour later. So I figured today was going to be a rainy day, but it seemed, actually the sun was out this morning and somewhat out, and I decided, it's 50, I'm going to go out for a walk. So I walked about 5 miles, I think, and really tried to get back to work when I got back, but I just didn't seem to quite get really organized and in the swing of it. I was up to 1 o'clock or something after that, I think. I just kept doing one more thing. And so I slept late this morning. I woke up at 7 or whatever, and I didn't know. I have to go and get some more sleep. So I'm going to call it a night after this and get back to the schedule here. Tomorrow night is the dinner, and so we'll see people there. I had an interesting one of my stops yesterday, a little conversation with about scanners and people calling them all, hey, how do I get this new, sheriff stuff on my scanner? And of course the answer is you don't. You could buy a P25 digital, tracking scanner for about $500. Of course, John and I had a discussion about that last night in the programming, but I'm getting pretty close to buying one of these little SDR, USB SDR. What they really are is digital TV tuner chips, really, with appropriate circuitry to give an IQ output, and then you do some signal, the processing on the computer. With the appropriate software, that you can receive the P20 and decode the P25 stuff. So I think I'm going to. I'm resisting doing it because it's one more thing to do. I'll buy the thing; it'll sit there. I'll get busy. But it looks like an opportunity, and if I can set that up and maybe sell that as a package, the software and the hardware, maybe for $100 or something, maybe it's a money-making opportunity because everybody's not going to run out and buy $500 scanners. Or this would be harder, but do a feed, do a subscription-based, internet feed. I don't know. But it's worth looking into. They're not that expensive. The device itself, it's going to take some configuration, but it may be the way to go. And then the other thing I'm looking at here is setting up my own Linux-based web server, just sort of initially as for self, for training purposes. I'm going to host some of my little websites on it and try and get into that business a little bit more. So that's what's going on here. And other than that, I guess there's not too much new. The 10-meter, ARRL 10-meter contest is this weekend, and I'm going to be out working on a snowmobile trail. But maybe the band will be open. I could do a little mobile operation. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, you've certainly got the technology and the wherewithal to put something like that together and make it work for you, and it does sound like a good opportunity to maybe turn it into an enterprise that would maybe create a little more income or additional income and lead on into another opportunity. Well, my day consisted of helping a friend down the road, an old project he had. Got the carbs cleaned on his snowmobile, and I think he's got a fuel leak in the tank. But at least this way everything else is ready to go. Put new fuel lines on it and get everything back together, but he still may have another problem. Then I got home and just relaxed, took it easy, enjoyed the day. Went out with the dog, took the dog for a run, and that was about it. And this evening we're probably going to get into a movie. The other day we got going with the VCR tapes to reorganize them and just wipe them down and do whatever, kind of categorize them and get things straightened out that way. Well, I'll tell you what, we certainly have enough of them. We had a garage sale a couple of years ago and sold a bunch of them and gave a bunch of them away. Here we are with a bunch more yet. We're still enjoying them. So, things we haven't seen yet. So with that, I'll see if we have any additional check-in. This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And looking forward to seeing a lot of folks tomorrow night at the dinner at, oh boy, Boondocks. I'll remember it sometimes. Any other check-ins?
KA2000Z.
KC2NBU.
Alright, we've got KC2MBU, Ray, and KA2ZNZ. Jack, we'll start with you. Hopefully when that drops and that other one doesn't pick up and wipe you out, you can get back with us. I hope things are going with you well.
Yeah, hi Bob, everybody on board. Yeah, I know the timing was fine. Man, nobody keyed up the other one, so I could hear you. Oh, just say good evening to everybody. It was a beautiful day down here today. Got up in the 50s. I didn't check my high reading yet. I know it was at least 55. And quite a bit of sunshine, although we had cloudy this afternoon. I was just as happy because I had my annual eye appointment, and they always dilate the pupils. So that's one day I don't appreciate too much sun. But we did hit the shade this afternoon. Seven shades all around. KA2000Z.
All right, very good, Jack. Yeah, I had that sensation once when we lived in Colorado Springs. Well, I'll tell you what, when they do that dilation thing, you better have a double pair of sunglasses to wear that. And out there it was sunny a lot of the time. I think it would equate to what we have here in clouds they have in sunshine. So, why with the brightness, that wipes you out and give you an instant headache if you didn't have the protection for your eyes. Alright, 73. Sounds like you had a warm day today, and that's good. It wasn't bad here either. I'll take all these they want to throw at us. Okay, I think we'll turn to Ray, see how things are going that way. KC2NBU, Ray. How you doing?
Good. We still have 45 up here. And we're just about ready to call it a day and get a haircut.
Yeah, that's something I did just recently. I looked in the mirror one day and I thought, you know, it seemed like it was a couple of weeks ago that I cut my hair. I do my own, there isn't that much to cut anymore. But, boy, it was getting long on the sides. So, I know the feeling. With you, it's get them all cut. For me, it's a couple.
Yeah, that's one thing I still have. I still have a lot of hair.
I know. I'll tell you what, I take this medication after I had all the heart surgery and what have you. I forget what the name of the one is. I think it's, well, that one alluded to me. But anyway, it started, I never had a hair on my head for a lot of years, and boy, I'll tell you what, It's grown the hair back right to the front a little bit. It's not thick, but there's hair up there. This is something I don't need right now. I threw the combs and the brushes away a long time ago. So, I get kind of a chuckle out of it.
I usually grow a beard on vacation. A couple of years ago, I was very disappointed when I started to grow a beard on vacation, and it didn't come out the color I had anticipated. Let's just say that.
I get a chuckle out of that one too. I know what you mean. I expected mine to come out. I did the same thing. I did the mustache while you've seen it, and the beard. And boy, I'll tell you what, come out all different colors, and now it's pretty much kind of white and gray, so that's all right, I can deal with that. It looked pretty weird there when I first started.
Well, it was just a shocker. The year before it was all black or brown, and next time it was all gray.
Yep, I know the picture. All right, really, well, you have a good evening. Glad everything went well for you, and have a good day tomorrow. And you gonna make the dinner at Boondocks tomorrow?
No, I got a wedding to go to, unfortunately. If I had my choice, I'd probably pick the radio club meeting, but oh well. You're the first one I've missed in quite a few years.
Yeah, I should have known. I remember you talking about that at the meeting, that, in fact, a couple of meetings ago, that yeah, you had a wedding to go to. Yeah, you get some travel involved with that. Well, safe journey. Stay safe. Enjoy it. And we'll see you the next time. With that, are there any other check-ins anyone like to check in? This is N5AOW.
Yeah, I took BF, I'm with a further.
Up on it, George.
Okay, likewise then, Bob. Tell everyone, I said, oh, sorry, I can't come. I can get a ride there, but I can't get a ride home after that from Boondocks. So, result of that, I won't be there. I can't get there and walk 13 miles home from there, so everyone, I was hoping maybe someone nearer to here would be going or that, but that's not the case. So everyone have a good time at Boondocks, and that'll be the first time I think in about 4 years or so that I'll have missed. But what can I say? I guess when you get older, things happen and you can't really do anything about it. But that'll say good. And of course, when you've got no other family or anything, it's even worse. You feel like you're imposing on someone else, and I guess to a degree it would be. So we'll say God bless, 73s and 2, PFM clear.
Well, I'll tell you what, George. If you, let me shut that one down. Still have the inclination to go, be there. We'll get you home. Sherry and I will take you home. So, if that works out for you, that's okay. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Not hearing any. I'll now close the Black River Valley service set. Return the frequency to regular emitter use. I want to thank all those that listened and everyone that checked in. We have Ray, Jack, Pete, and George. Everyone have a fine evening. 73 to all. And hopefully we'll see all as many.
this is KA2000Z for the Oneida County. Shattuck emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without Shattuck. All stations are welcome. Please check in after the tail drops on your repeater, please. KA2000Z for Austin, looking for any stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without Shattuck. Nothing else. KA2000Z. We're clear. Now, station K, this is KA2000Z. Station, come back. You have to wait till the tail drops on the Boonville repeater because the Rochester repeater overrides it. And come back again, please. Okay, we're Octan, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. We're on 9:30 every night. Another repeater on the 145-170 in Oneida. And we do a call up on several of the surrounding repeaters that are in our area. We cover quite an area here. And we're traffic net. Okay.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. And I would like to, I don't know who operates that repeater. It used to be, I think, the university up there, but I'm not sure if it's still there or not. But they took the PL off. And this has been about a year now. And you people override it. Something terrible down here. You know, it's the way ham radio goes, but there's no need for it. You always had a PL on it. And all of a sudden, the PL was taken off, and nobody heard about it to put it back on again. Yeah, year 655 is down on Bristol Mountain. That's why it has such range down this way. Yeah, okay, very good. Well, nice talking with you, too. Mine is, I think you said KC2HQZ. Mine is Kilo Alpha 2 Zulu, November Zulu. I am that manager of Octa and have been for about 16 years now. So, in fact, 20 years, come to think of it. Gee, a fast time goes. But thanks for coming back. Appreciate that. Drive safe. KA2000Z.
N5AOW clear.